With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea, how are you doing today?
I'm better this afternoon, Chad. I was up all night watching Washington. I was going nuts. So
that made two of us. It was fascinating.
Fascinating. That's the word. That's the word. By the way, Chad, I'm going to miss you. You were terrific. And I've been, I don't know if you've been feeling it. I've kind of been stalking you on Facebook.
I just saw your post and I blushed. So I saw your post a couple of minutes ago and I'm blushing even more. So thank you so much for the kind words. And let's chat about what we saw last night in the greater context of leadership and humility. Are these oxymorons?
Well, we're dealing with a lot of morons. But I mean, could I not say that? Could I not? You know, Chad, I was thinking all day, you know, we're going into this week's Parsha. This week, when we read the Torah, we're talking about the leadership of a Moses, the leadership of somebody that we don't know anything about his background. He didn't come from wealth. He didn't come from anything. We don't know his big, the big legacy of his life. But you know what? This was a leader of the monotheistic religions, a leader who picked up a kid, a baby, not a child, a baby lamb on his back because it needed help. And suddenly, and I have to tell you, you are talking now, I'm admitting it now, you are talking to a registered Republican, somebody who voted for Donald Trump twice. I held my nose both times. I believe when you have an opportunity to vote, you don't squander it. I believe when you have an opportunity, you take a look at what your list is, your checklist of things that are important to you, and you try to vote accordingly. But just like you don't squander a vote, you don't squander the gift of being an elected leader. And I cannot tell you how often I winced in the last 4 years. I have so many friends on the left who had absolutely, they have no credibility because never once could they offer a round of applause to something coming out of the Trump administration. So if you can't find anything good, you don't have a voice. But I was doing a Zoom meeting last night and I heard out the corner of my, you know, the corner, my husband was listening glued to the Donald Trump speech. And my mouth hung open. I could not believe what I was hearing. The foolishness, the arrogance, the silliness, the inability to suck it up and say, okay, I don't like this outcome. Let's move on. You know, I'm a parent. I think you're a parent too. Am I right?
If you count Sugar Ray, my puppy, most definitely.
Well, I've seen how you are with the dog. I saw it like a video or two. But you know what? As parents, it's not caution to the wind. Sometimes you teach a child. Sometimes you tell a coworker. Sometimes you tell an employee, suck it up. We don't like this outcome. We might even say, guess what? It's not fair. But the lack of elegance, the lack of refinement. 4 years we endured. I, one of his loyal constituents, looked at people laughing behind his back, leaders of nations. And believe me, they all have their own skeletons in their closets. But never once did he say, or at least indicate with his demeanor, you know what? I've been elected to the highest office in the most respected country in the land. How can I reflect elegance, reflect the dignity? Never once. He never failed. We say this about our enemies. They never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. He never missed an opportunity to crass it up. And last night, when I saw the mobs, the ugly mob, and we can point fingers at the mob. You know what, Chad? There's no crime against being ordinary. There's not even a crime against being stupid. But we've heard pundits. We've heard Republican senators fleeing for the hills saying, we may be dealing with treason here. You know, his moment of conceit, the all about him moment, resulted in one absolute, we know about that death. And only later I heard, I think there were three more dead. You know, and now four dead entirely. Am I right, Chad?
That's correct.
so far. And now he says, I will commit to a humble transition of office. For shame. For shame. It doesn't mean anything about me has changed. It doesn't mean my politics are born of my religious faith. But you know what? As ugly as it is, last night, in a matter of 20 minutes, by the time he shut his mouth, he undid any kindness that history was scheduled to show him long after I'm gone. I truly believe that the Trump administration would be looked at until yesterday afternoon with a different eye, a look at, wow, yeah, there was foresight, what he did, undone, ugly, and he has, and somebody who adores Israel, I am frightened to see what the repercussions are in our role. Will we have a voice in the world? Will we be looked at as players, contenders, after the ugliness of yesterday? And that's where I'm feeling today. I have to tell you, I did a radio show this morning, and I may lose listeners because that's not what they want to hear. I get them, they march lockstep, you know, Donald Trump, MAGA forever. I never felt that way. I'm not a leftist. No. And I loathe the Democrats, and I'm embarrassed for my high school and college friends who are just puppets, you know, Bernie Sanders puppets. Silly, 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 trampling in their doorman buildings. They live in doorman buildings in Manhattan and, shouting for the success of the common man.
Well, Andrea, that's the thing with politics. It attracts the strangest of people. They've always said politics makes for strange bedfellows. You're 100% right. This was all about ego yesterday, and he only conceded and said there'll be a smooth transition after he saw the chaos caused by his supporters, and I think he gloated. I think it's something he wanted. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say something that this was all about pride. And we've all been warned, no matter what our religious faith is, I know that our leaders and whatever Bible we adhere to talks to all of us about pride, and we saw it played out in its ugliest, most naked form yesterday. All right. Tell me again. Goodbye, Andrea. Have a good Shabbos.
Andrea, thank you so much. And your passion was tangible. We really enjoyed that because it put a lot into perspective.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.